This is Sally Gilbert, Market President of Arvest Bank in Mountain Home. For more than 50 years, Arvest has served our customers and the communities in which we work well. We offer a broad range of financial services that help us fulfill our mission of providing our customers with financial solutions for life. Our customers and our community are our priorities. Visit us today and see why Arvest has been voted Best Bank in the Twin Lakes area 4 years in a row. We're here for you.
Member FDIC.
It will be Mountain Home's basketball to start this second quarter as they trail West Memphis 10-9. Well, West Memphis scored the very first point of this game, and then Mountain Home went on a 9-0 run after that, and then West Memphis finished the first quarter on a 9-0 run to take the one-point lead. Emma Martin takes an inbound pass from Peyton Husky. We're back underway. Now Husky has it, throws over to Gilbert on the right wing, back up to Husky, over to Jackson on the left side, down to Martin near the corner, back to Jackson. Jackson throws it to Husky on the right side. West Memphis right now looks like in a 2-3 zone. Now ball goes over on the right side to left side to Jackson, down the corner to Gilbert, back to Jackson, up top now to Martin. Martin will dribble toward the right side, gives it there to Husky. Now up top to Gilbert, down to Jackson in the left corner. Jackson will dribble out to the wing. Now goes up near the top, gives it there to Martin. Pass to Foreman. Pass was where she couldn't handle it. She just tipped it up, and it was stolen then by West Memphis. It's quickly back the other way. Haisley going in for the layup. Good. Mariah Haisley with her first 2 points of the night. 12-9, West Memphis leading it. 7:02 left to the first half. Ball goes over to Jackson on the left side. She's dribbling down into lane, going up for the layup. No good. May have been some contact, no foul. Let's see, a foul's going to be called, though, on West Memphis on the rebound, an over-the-back foul on Terica Emin, her first personal foul, team foul number four against the Lady Blue Devils. 6:56 left to the first half. Mountain Home will inbound it, trailing by three. Gilbert will trigger the pass, gets into Jackson on the right side. Now her pass to Foreman was knocked away, but Foreman is able to corral it. Mountain Home got a break there. Ball goes over on the right side to Husky, now back up top to Jackson. Over to Martin on the left side. Martin's going to drill down towards the lane. Now kicks out to Gilbert in the corner. Gilbert puts up the three. Good! Kate Gilbert with her first 3 points of the night, our first tie of the evening at 12-all with 6:33 left in the first half. Here's Haisley into the front court for the Lady Blue Devils. Mountain Home once again in a man-to-man. Haisley will drill toward the right side. Now she drills back up to the top. Ball goes over on the left side now to Hollins. Back up to Haisley. Haisley will drill to the right. Now is going down towards lane. Now she's going to be double-teamed. She's going into the paint for the running jumper. No good. Rebound controlled by Martin. She's quickly back the other way from Mountain Home. Tries to throw into the front court. Was knocked away, though, by West Memphis. And it'll go out of bounds on the far sideline. Mountain Home will keep possession with 5:52 left of the half. It's tied at 12 apiece. Martin takes the inbound pass from Gilbert. Now gives it to Husky, who will set the offense. Husky has between the circles. Now starts to dribble. Throws over on the left side to Jackson. Up top it goes to Gilbert. Back over to Jackson. A skip pass to Martin on the right. Down on the low block it goes to Foreman. She's looking to try to get the layup. Ball was knocked away from her. She's able to chase it back down. Now kicks over to Martin. Over to Gilbert near the right elbow. She's going down towards the lane. It's going to be fouled going up for the layup. And two shots coming up for Kate Gilbert with 5:26 left of the first half. And that is Anaya Deem's third personal foul, team foul number five, against the Lady Blue Devils. So Kate Gilbert looking to give Mountain Home the lead back with 5:26 left of the half. First free throw for Gilbert is up and in. So that's our third lead change of the night. Anaya Dean's going to check out of the game with her third foul, and she'll be replaced by Tania Burnett. Gilbert's second shot is up, no good, and the rebound's tipped around and finally controlled by Bradley, but stolen away. The pair pass is stolen away by Gilbert. She throws it to Foreman, who goes in for a layup, and she's going to be fouled going up. And now two shots are going to come up for Anna Grace Foreman. Tierra Bradley picks up her first personal foul, 16th foul against West Memphis, so Anna Grace Foreman at the free throw line to try to build on Mountain Home's one-point lead with 5:19 left of the half. First free throw for Foreman is up, no good. So one more free throw coming up for Anna Grace Foreman. She has 4 points so far this evening. Second shot is up and good. So she now has five. She's now one of two from the free throw line. 14-12, Mountain Home leading West Memphis. Hazley into the front court. Ball goes over on the right side to Hollins. She'll take the screen, dribble to the free throw line. Now goes to the elbow. Now kicks it out to Hazley. Hazley's going to dribble down in the lane. Gives it to Emmon, who's cutting in for the layup. No good. Rebound is knocked around, controlled by Martin. She throws out to Gilbert in the front court. Now down to Husky in the lane for the layup. Off the glass and in. Peyton Husky with 7 points. 16-12, Mountain Home with a two-possession lead. 4:49 left of the first half. Emily Payne's going to check back in from Mountain Home at the next available time. Hazley dribbles to the right side. Now just going to give it to Hollins there on the wing. Now back to up top to Hazley. Over on the left side to Burnett. Burnett will dribble up to the top. Gives over to Hollins on the right. Hollins dribbles towards the elbow. Pulls up for the jumper. No good. And the rebound is chased down by Leah Jackson. And back comes Mountain Home. Jackson will throw it to Gilbert, who brings it into the front court. 4:15 left of the half. Mountain Home with the ball, leading 16-12. Now Martin has it to set up the offense. Ball goes over to Husky on the left wing. Down to Jackson in the corner. Back to Husky. A skip pass to Gilbert on the right side. Gilbert's going to drill down towards the corner. Gives it to Foreman at the elbow. Her jumper was blocked. And West Memphis comes up with the basketball. Hazley's quickly back the other way, going in for the layup. Off the glass, no good. Burnett with the offensive rebound. She can't get the foul to go. She gets it back. And this time she's going to be called for over the back. That is Tania Burnett's first personal foul. That's the seventh team foul against West Memphis. So a 1-1 is coming up for the Lady Bombers. 3:50 left to play in the first half. It will be Peyton Husky shooting the 1-1. Emily Payne's going to check in for Mountain Home, replacing Leah Jackson. So Husky will be at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has 7 points so far this evening. First free throw for Husky is up and in, so she does earn the bonus. So one more free throw for Husky. Second shot is up. It rolls around and goes in. She gets both. She now has 9 points. 18-12, Mountain Home leading it with 3:46 left in the first half as Hazley is into the front court for the Lady Blue Devils. Throws over on the right side to Hollins. Hollins will drill towards the elbow. Tries to give it to Bradley. Pass was knocked away by Foreman and stolen by Peyton Husky. She's quickly back the other way. Third turnover against West Memphis. Ball goes to Gilbert in the right corner. Now she dribbles out to the wing. Now goes back towards the lane. Is going to pull up for the jumper. No good, but a late foul call. And Kate Gilbert's going to head back to the free throw line with 3:23 left of the first half. Terica Emmon picks up her second personal foul, team foul number 8 against the Lady Blue Devils. So Kate Gilbert back at the free throw line where she's one of two so far with 4 points. Gilbert's first free throw is up and in. Checking in for West Memphis right now are Taylor Donald and China Alls as they replace Terica Emmon and Cortesia Hollins. So one more free throw for Gilbert. Second shot is up, and she gets both. Kate Gilbert now with 6 points. 20-12, Mountain Home with a three-possession lead. Hazley into the front court. 3:16 left of the half. Dribbles to the right elbow. Now is going to give it to Bradley, who's going in for the layup. Good. Tierra Bradley with her first 2 points of the night. 3:05 left to play in the first half. Mountain Home with the lead, 20-14. Here's Gilbert in the right corner. Throws out to Husky on the wing. Her three-pointer in and out, no good. Offensive rebound for Foreman. She tries to put it back up, and it's going to be a jump ball call as Foreman's shot was blocked, and it will be West Memphis getting the ball back on the possession arrow. Janiyah McLaurin will check in for West Memphis for the first time tonight as Tierra Bradley takes a seat. 2:54 left to play in the first half. Lady Bombers leading by six. Hazley takes the inbound pass, brings it into the front court. Throws her on the left side to Burnett. Burnett dribbles up to the top, gives her on the right side to Donald. Donald will take the screen, dribble up to the top, over to Hazley on the left. Hazley now goes down into the lane, and there's going to be a foul call well before her layup attempt with 2:37 left to play in the first half. That is going to be on Emma Martin, her first personal foul, team foul number three against the Lady Bombers. Oh, they're going to call out on the shot. I thought that was well before the shot. Looks like a little NBA continuation, in my opinion. But Hazley will be at the free throw line with 2:37 left in the half. First shot is up and in. So one more free throw for Hazley. Second shot for Hazley is up, and she gets both. She now has 4 points. And that is Mount Tom's margin, or Mount Tom's lead now, 4 points as well, 20-16 our score, a little over 2.5 minutes left. Ball goes down to Husky in the left corner. She's going to put up the three, no good. Rebound is controlled by West Memphis. Here's Hazley quickly back the other way. Going to drill, pull up at the left elbow, now gives it to Alls. Her jumper is up and in. And all of a sudden, it's a two-point lead once again for Mount Tom, 20-18 our score with 2:12 left of the half. Martin throws over to Husky. West Memphis once again in a 2-3 zone. Gilbert has on the right wing. Now throws it down in the paint to Foreman. Kicks out to Martin on the left side. Down to Payne in the corner. Back to Martin. Martin's going to drill down towards the lane. Throws it up top to Husky. Over to Gilbert on the right. Gilbert throws up top to Martin. Martin drills over to the left side. Gives it there to Husky. Down in the corner to Payne. Now back to Husky. A skip pass to Martin on the right side. Martin will throw it to Gilbert. Gilbert dribbles to the right wing. Now a skip pass was lobbed and stolen by Burnett. She's quickly back the other way, going in for the layup. No good, but a late foul call, and two shots coming up for Tania Burnett. That is Mount Tom's fifth turnover of the night. Emma Martin picks up her second personal foul, team foul number four against the Lady Bombers. So Tania Burnett with a chance to tie this game back up. She's one of two for the free throw line with 3 points. First shot is up and in. So Leah Jackson's going to come back in for the Lady Bombers as Kate Gilbert will take a seat. 1:31 left in this first half as Burnett's about to shoot her second free throw. Burnett's second shot is up, and she gets both, and we're tied back up. So West Memphis right now on an 8-0 run once again. That's our second tie of the evening. Here's Husky into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Husky throws over to Jackson on the right side. Back to Husky. Now to Payne on the left. Payne drills near the top. Now gives over to Martin on the left wing. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by West Memphis, and it will be Mount Tom's basketball with one on. Oh, no, they're going to change. They point toward Mountain Home. I thought Yeah, the official saying Mountain Home's basketball, and now the Lady Bombers are going to call timeout. So we'll break with 109 left to play in the first half. Mountain Home and West Memphis knotted up at 20. You're listening to Lady Bomber basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Mount Tom will inbound it with 109 left playing in the first half. The Lady Bombers are knotted up with West Memphis at 20 all. Emily Payne will trigger the inbound pass, gets into Yates in the on the low block. Her layup, no good. Ball is tipped around and the rebound finally controlled by Hazley, and West Memphis gets the ball back with a chance to get the lead back. 1 minute left to play. Here is Hazley with it up top. Dribbles to the left elbow. Is going to pull up for the jumper. No good. And offensive rebound from Burnett. She puts it back up. Her shot's blocked. West now scrambled for the loose ball. And now a foul is going to be called on Mountain Home. And West Memphis will inbound it with 50.2 seconds left of the first half. Ashton Yates picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number five against the Lady Bombers. Kyra Penn, well, Before we get back to play, Kyra Penn's going to check in, replacing Addison Yates. So West Memphis will inbound it. It'll be Hazley triggering the inbound pass on the baseline. Hazley gets in to Donald. Now back to Hazley, who will dribble up to the top and set up the offense. I don't know if West Memphis, they may be content to try to hold for the last shot of this half. Haseley still dribbling up at the top. We're down to 30 seconds. Now, and Haseley still taking her dribbles up there, up between the circles. Down to 15. Now Haseley starts to make a move. 10 seconds. Ball goes over on the right side to Burnett. Near the corner, her three-pointer is up. No good. And the rebound is knocked around and controlled by Haseley. She puts the shot back up. A block, but a late call, a foul call on Emma Martin. And so it will be a... No, they're going to get Emily Payne with that foul. Never mind. That is her first personal foul, team foul number six against the Lady Bombers. So with exactly 2 seconds left, it will be Haseley at the free throw line, where so far she's 2 of 2 with 4 points. Haseley's first free throw is up and good. That is our fourth lead change of the night. West Memphis goes back on top, and they still have one more free throw to shoot. Haseley's second shot is up, and she gets both. It's a two-point lead for West Memphis. Mounts on still with a chance, and they don't think they're going to get the shot off. Nope, they will not, and it will be West Memphis going into the locker room with a two-point lead. Our score at the break, West Memphis leading Mountain Home 22-20. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
Through the years, over $22 million has been awarded in scholarships administered by the Trust, Wealth, and Investment Team of Integrity First Bank. That's a lot of legacy. Are you a charitably minded individual who values education, initiative, and integrity? Then let's meet and have a conversation about your philanthropic goals. I'm Janet Evans. We at Integrity First Bank can assist you with your estate planning from investments through administration to ensure that your legacy is a lasting legacy. Call me today at 425-1801. We look forward to serving you.
Investment products are not FDIC insured without bank guarantee and may lose value.